Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Blue Devil Banter podcast for this spring semester. I'm your host, Josh Schmidt. Alongside me, as always, Trevor Hauer. In today's episode, we have Fredonia Women's Lacrosse Coach Mary-Kate Edmonds to give us an inside look at how things are going to go for the team this season. How's it going, Coach?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Enjoying
great.
This warm weather.
Yeah.
Living the dream. It's in this heat wave.
Yes, it's awesome.
So it must be pretty exciting to get back out on the field. You know, how's it been getting back into the weight room, and has the team been able to get out on the turf yet?
Yeah, actually, we were able to take advantage of this warm weather this week. We had a beautiful morning practice this morning. Sun was shining, and it was actually a little hot. So we've been on the turf. We've been back in the weight room. It happened quickly, so. You know, we're trying to get back in shape, but also trying to prepare for games. Typically, we have a 6-week preseason. We're looking at about 2.5 to 3.5 weeks right now. So we're moving fast, trying to get a lot done in a short period of time, but we're grateful. We're very grateful to be back together and back on the turf.
So given that short preseason, do you think it's going to be a bit of a disadvantage for you, or do you think it's kind of a universal feeling around the Suniac?
Yeah, I would say, you know, all the teams we're playing in the Suniac have a very similar preseason. Some of the teams we're playing might have a little bit more depth in the midfield. I think that's where you're going to see this play out the most. But everybody we're playing started around the same time we did. So it won't be a huge competitive disadvantage, or at least I don't anticipate that happening.
Okay.
So the next question we have for you is, how difficult is it, or how difficult was it for you to recruit in the past year, considering that 2020 we had the whole shutdown? What was the recruiting process looking like for your team?
Yeah, that's a great question. This was a hard year for recruiting. You know, I typically am on the road from summer to spring. I take our season off a little bit, but catch as many high school games as I can. So this year we're bringing in 2021s, and 2021s haven't had a high school season since their sophomore year. So to find them, to find those diamonds in the rough, it's been a little different. It's been difficult. I've been tapping into a lot of the virtual recruiting, if you will. The tournaments that did happen posted film afterwards. A lot of kids have recruiting profiles on different websites, things of that nature. And then trying to talk to transfers. They all have extra eligibility now, so that's going to help us in the long run. Just trying to navigate different avenues that I probably wouldn't always go down.
How long of a process do you think that the recruiting system is? Like, and when you look at every specific player, how long does it take to realize I want this player, or this player would look nice on the team? How long is the recruiting process in general for you?
You know, I think the second you're able to actually watch a kid live, it doesn't take long to know what kind of kid you want in your system. So I can't speak for all coaches, but once you've been recruiting for a few years, you understand what you want. There's a few subtle cues that'll tip you off to a kid. You know, sometimes you can't stop watching the plays they're making. Sometimes you love the hustle plays they're making. So I would say that process is quicker than you'd think. It's the contacting them, getting them on campus, you know, trying to make them a part of this family before they commit. And that's really on them, how quickly they want to move through that timeline. Some want to start when they're juniors, some don't want to start until they're seniors. So that piece is definitely more on them, and just kind of how much you can help them navigate that process.
Nice.
So given the fact that essentially every sport in the spring sports group has like two groups of freshmen because of how the seasons went last year, how important are your seniors and your returners to your team this year compared to others?
So important. I've been noticing that more and more each day. We have a really great group of seniors this year. We actually have one athlete that's a fifth year. She elected to use her extra year of eligibility from last year. So they've been with me now for 3 years, and they know what I expect. They know the system that we run. They understand how practices flow. So like you said, for our sophomores and freshmen, it's been very helpful to help them move through things. Our sophomores got about 6-7 weeks of practice last year and 3 games, so they get most of it, but our seniors have been phenomenal over the course of the last year. And I wouldn't want to be a senior in college athletics right now. You know, there's so much uncertainty, and they lost their junior year. So I'm very proud of the way that they've overcome adversity and how they're making the rest of the team better.
Just a follow-up question on that. How motivated are last year's freshmen, aka this year's sophomores, especially from what happened last year with the whole shutdown? How are the sophomores' attitudes in the locker room right now so far?
Oh, they're great. That's a good group for us, a good class for us. They come to work every single day. They bring energy. They want to make everybody around them better. And I think that was a weird process for them because it was their freshman year, and then all of a sudden it was all gone. And they never got to go through a whole season and what that all feels like. I think some of them were probably more bummed than the upperclassmen because there was so much unknown to them. So they've been chomping at the bit, but they're great. They're ready to play. They're ready to contribute. It's probably harder on me because they didn't get to develop for their full freshman year. I hate that for them, but I think they just love being back on the field.
So the first game for you guys is getting pretty close here. It's March 24th at Buff State. What's the energy like in the locker room right now? I'm sure that they're all, you know, amped up to get out there and get playing, but what have practices been like, and how excited has the team been?
Yeah, practices have been great. I've never seen this energy out of them since I've been here. So they've been working really hard. You know, I'm the type of coach that it's always one day at a time. I don't typically start talking about games until it's game week, but I know they are beyond excited to start playing games. It feels like they've been practicing for almost 2 straight years now. Those 3 games we played last year feel like they got a little bit lost in the radar with everything that was going on. But I think they're thinking about games more than I'm thinking about games, whether they want to talk about it or not. So they're pretty excited. And, you know, for us to open up against Buff State, Quick Trip, up the 90, Lake Erie Cup, you know, all of those good things. So I think they're pretty pumped that that's who we get to open with after this hiatus.
So with them being so focused on this game, how do you as a coach try to keep them focused on, I mean, there's about a week and a half before the game now. Mm-hmm. So how do you as a coach keep them focused on practicing and prepping for that game?
You know, I don't feel like I have to do too much with that. You know, I come out, I run through the practice plan with them. I let them know where we're starting, where we'll finish that day. And they go from drill to drill and do their absolute best to get the most out of those drills. And we talk about how this could correlate to a game situation or things of that nature. But when they're on the field, they're focused. They know what their job is. And that makes my job so much easier.
And when it is game week, like let's just say you're going up a big game against like Brockport or something like that, how much time do you spend on the field versus how much time do you spend in the film room watching film?
We're not a huge film team, I would say. I like film probably way more than they do. I watch film all the time. But we'll practice as many days as we can leading up to that. So if we don't have a Wednesday game, we'll practice Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day. And then possibly throw in one film session in the middle of the week. But that's only if I want them to see a specific tendency or, you know, something that they're not understanding in practice. I might not be explaining it the best way for them. So if I can sit them down and give them the visual, that helps them sometimes understand the concept better.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I used to play lacrosse in college, or I mean in high school, not obviously not in college. but like we would have days where like we'd take a bad loss, and then we'd take that entire Monday and we'd watch the film. And then Tuesday we go hard in practice. Wednesday we do half film, half practice, like on field. It all depends on whether or not like we win or lose that week and who our opponent was. Like if we were expected to win and we lose, we're going hard in practice. Like, we're running all day in practice. But if we beat a team that we're not supposed to, like, really beat on paper, we spend a lot of time watching film saying, okay, here's how we can improve on this end of the field. Here's how we can improve here. Just stuff like that. That was why I was just so curious about that.
Yeah, for sure. I think every coach is different with that kind of stuff. I'm the type of person that I don't want to lose a practice to watch film if I don't find something necessary within the film. So I'm more likely to watch it after a loss, for sure. But I try to dissect the film for a few days before I sit them down and take them through what I think is important. Every coach is real different about film.
So given the peculiarity of this season, there's not going to be as many SUNYAC opponents because of the travel restrictions and all that stuff. So out of the opponents you guys do have in the SUNYAC, who do you believe is going to be your biggest challenge this year?
Oh, that's a tough one. So we're playing in the SUNYAC West this year, which is Brockport, Geneseo, Oswego, and Buff State. Brockport and Geneseo are currently nationally ranked, and I would imagine they'll remain nationally ranked for the remainder of the season. And Oswego is probably not too far off from that as well. And Buff State's just been a fixture in the SUNYAC for as long as I can remember. So we don't get an off day in the SUNYAC. There's no weaker opponent. There are always better opponents. It's one of the most difficult lacrosse conferences to play in the nation. So I couldn't pinpoint one for you. We have a tough schedule ahead. There are no doubts about that. So that's it's a tough schedule. It always is, even when we play both sides of it. But the SUNYAC is nothing to mess around with when it comes to lacrosse.
And playing in the SUNYAC division, you know that this is New York State and the temperatures are kind of, you know, iffy here and there in the months of March and April and sometimes early May. Does the cold weather and, like, the shifting between cold weather and warm weather, does that affect your style of play at all?
I would like to say no. You never know what rain's going to do to a lacrosse stick. You never know what cold weather is going to do to muscles or hot weather is going to do to dehydration, but the game plan doesn't change. You look at this week alone. I think it got up to about 70 yesterday. We're looking at some real field temps of 15 on Saturday. So
yikes.
We kind of just keep going through it and hope we can stay on the field as long as it's warm enough. But that's the nature of a lacrosse game. It could start sunny and you could finish with a foot of snow on the field. So you kind of never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing that you guys aren't playing Sunday. I don't think it'd be very enjoyable to play in that 15-degree weather.
Ooh, yeah.
So just to wrap things up here, you got any final thoughts or comments on the season? I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to get out there as well, along with your players.
Yeah, I am. It's been a long year, and I said that to the kids the other day. I think sometimes we take for granted the opportunity to be out there, and this has been a very long year, mentally, physically, all of it. And for anybody, not just athletes, the whole world. So, you know, for us to get this opportunity to be on the field and play another team is just, it's something that we have to cherish, something that we can't take for granted. It's about exactly a year ago, we were on our way to DUville and we got the information that Governor Cuomo had shut down the SUNY system right before we were supposed to step on the field for a game. So to think about where we started and, you know, where we're at now, we're fortunate, we're lucky. Not everybody gets the chance to step on the field this year. So, you know, we're not taking it for granted. And I think that's the message of the year. So I hope I can do my job in making sure that they understand that and stick with that. And every time they step on the field that, you know, it's just another good opportunity to get to play lacrosse today. So that's kind of what this year's all about.
Well, thanks for coming on, Coach. I mean, we wish you the best of luck in your season, and hopefully we can get out there and announce some of your games. And we're planning on trying to, but hopefully the weather will cooperate with us. Can't let our equipment get wet.
I hope so. I hope we can have you guys out there. And, you know, this was great. We we love seeing these weekly podcasts. So thanks for giving us a little bit of a highlight and kind of letting athletics let everybody know what we do behind closed doors. So it's been nice to talk to you guys.
Once again, thanks, Coach Edmonds, for coming on and talking some lacrosse with us. As we said, the lacrosse team kicks off their season on the 24th with their first SUNYAC opponent being Buff State in Buffalo. The first home game will be that weekend on the 27th against Geneseo. So tough matchup coming up there for them, but we're hoping they pull through, and it sounds like they're ready to get rip-roaring out there and score some nasty goals.
Yeah, just from that interview alone, I guess the locker room is just electric right now. They want to be out there. They want to be playing. And here's hoping that the first game against Buffalo, the weather can actually, you know, we all know the weather in Buffalo and Buff State. So hopefully the weather can continue to cooperate. Hopefully Hopefully there's no foot of snow on the ground, because, like I said before, we all know South Buffalo. We all know just that area in general, how the weather can play off. And even just like the home opener against Geneseo, like, we don't know what the weather is going to be like. All this lake effect coming in March 27th, you never know. You can have pouring rain. You can have 65 degrees sunny weather, or you can have a foot of snow. So,
yeah, I mean, it looks like the lake should be okay. I think it's basically thawed out by now. So that should be all right then. I mean, right now it's a nice 70 degrees. I'm looking at the Canada Way Creek outside my window flowing along because of all the melting snow. So it looks like good signs for our outdoor spring sports. But looking back at about exactly actually a year ago today, as Coach Edmonds was talking about, the team faced off against DeUville and won 13-10. And that was their second win in a row at the time. A couple days before that, they had played SUNY Poly and beat them 16-3. So the team was kind of starting to pick things up at the beginning of the season last year. And then, unfortunately, we didn't get to see how it panned out on their trip to California because everything got canceled, and obviously the rest of the season as well. But, I mean, if they can somehow – I mean, obviously it's a year ago, so it's hard to recapture that same energy, but – like she said, she's never seen the team like this before. So sounds pretty promising for Fred Lax.
I mean, it definitely was last year. It was a bad turn of events on that Friday the 13th when everybody got sent home. And it has been a year, but I mean, the locker room, everything that's going on with the women's lacrosse team right now, she said that the energy is through the roof. In terms of energy and attitudes and just overall morale of the team, it's kind of hard to bring that morality and that motivation from last year into this year, but they're hoping for big things this year. I just can't believe that was a year ago, man. That last time the world was normal.
You're telling me,
but hopefully we can get a sense of normalcy this year. And, see some lacks out there this year.
For sure. But we're rooting for the women's lacrosse team. Let's see how they're going to do this year. But I think that's going to wrap up another episode of the Blue Devil Banter podcast for this week. So until next week, everybody, enjoy this lovely weather and have a good week.